can I do for you?
Are you Professor Gustav von Helmholtz?
Yes. What is the matter? Who are you?
I'm from the morning newspaper, Professor. Is it true that you have invented a ray which will make people invisible?
Yes. I have discovered a new principle of light which will make people and objects and animals even disappear right in front of your eyes.
But how is the scientific magic performed?
If you will come to the Market Theater beginning next Monday, you can see it done for yourself. At that time, I will show you how to make people invisible.
Today's radio play, Practically Romantic, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Peter.
It's nice floating along the surface of the water in a boat, isn't it? Mm. I love these rides, Janet. Just the two of us. Resting against the back of the seat. Our feet stretched out. My arm around you. Mm. Your head like this on my shoulder. Drifting. Just drifting along.
So do I. Oh, I wish they could go on forever.
Do you? Huh?
On time?
Oh, you darling.
But it can't go on forever like this, Peter.
Yes, I know, for two reasons. First, this old mill amusement park ride we're in is built so it lasts just 2 minutes. And second, I'm running out of tickets.
Oh, silly. I mean about the ride. I mean about us.
Oh, us?
Yes, us. You and me.
You mean just drifting along in our love?
Yes, Peter. We're wasting time. Precious time, and we could be together all alone for all this.
Darling, come here again.
No. Oh, wait, please. This is a very important discussion. What are you going to do, Peter?
Young lady, are you asking me what are my intentions?
I guess that's it.
Well, for your information and anybody else's, including your father, they're strictly honorable.
Oh, I know that, silly. But when are you going to stop just intending and really do something about it?
You mean ask your father if I can marry you?
Yes, Peter.
Well, you see, dear, I've been waiting for a raise in salary before I went to bat with him.
And
I haven't had it yet.
But you think you'll get it, Peter?
Yeah, I ought to. They tell me you're due for a raise any time after you've been in the store for a year.
Then why don't you tell Father that? Tell him how much they like your work. They do like your work, don't they, Peter?
Why, of course they like my work.
Well, tell Father that and the chance you have of a raise and see what he says.
I'd do it in a minute if you think he'd say, bless you, my children.
I think he would, Peter.
You sure about that?
Well,
You know, your dad has a rep for being a pretty hard-boiled businessman.
Mother and Dad want to see me happy. I know that. Anything I'd ever ask for in my life, they'd give me, if they could afford it. I want you.
Not half as much as I want you, Janet.
No. Sit back there, please, Peter. I'm not going to let you kiss me anymore.
Any more than usual, you mean?
I'm serious, Peter. I've made up my mind that you'll declare yourself to the family. Or we're going to stop seeing each other.
Well, Janet, you don't... Well, you can't mean that.
I can, and I do. We can't go on this way.
Okay, if that's the way you feel.
What do you mean by that, Peter?
We're at the end.
Peter!
Of the ride.
Oh,
come along. I'll ask your father for your lily white hand tonight.
Father, would you please put the newspaper down?
Well, what brings you two back so early?
Yes, what on earth's the matter? Are you ill, Janet?
No, Mother, I'm all right. Mother.
Yes?
Father.
Huh?
Peter has something he wants to say to you.
You have something to say, Peter?
Go ahead, Peter.
Yes. Yes, what is it, Peter?
Mr. Barton.
Yes?
I'd like to have your permission to marry Janet.
What?
Well, no. Well,
I love Janet, sir. And Janet loves me.
I do, Daddy.
Yes, I'm sure you both care a great deal for each other.
But you're both too young, much too young.
Well, as old as you and Father were when you got married.
Well, Peter, I'm not thinking of your ages, although Mrs. Barton is right about that.
But I've got a job, sir, and they like me at the store, and...
I ought to be getting a raise any time now.
Let's see. How much are you getting a week, Peter?
$22.50, sir.
Oh, why, one of Janet's dresses costs more than that.
Yes, sir.
How do you expect to support the two of you on a salary like that, Peter?
But I can buy less expensive dresses, Mother.
Oh, we'd manage somehow, Mrs. Barton. I'm sure we can make a go of it, Mr. Barton.
I'm sure you think so, Peter. But this marriage proposition isn't as simple as it looks. It's not the initial cost. It's the upkeep.
But, Dad,
let your father handle this, Janet.
But you don't understand how much I love Peter. He means all my happiness. You want me to be happy, don't you?
Yes, my dear, we want you to be happy. And that's why I'm saying no.
Oh, Mother, can't you make him understand?
Well, we understand your feelings perfectly, Janet. But we can see further ahead than you can, dear.
Well, now that we have that settled, is there anything else you want to speak about, Peter, before I go back to my paper?
No, sir. I guess there's nothing more to be said. Good night. Good night, Mrs. Barton.
Good night, Peter.
Good night, my boy.
Well, Janet, I guess that's that.
You did your part, Peter. You were grand. Dad and Mother fell down on me. But I think I can swing Father over.
How?
Never you mind. You just run along home. I'll call you tomorrow.
Well, all right. Good night, darling.
Good night, dear. Now go.
I'm surprised at you, Janet. Letting that boy make a fool of himself?
Yes, Dad, I can't understand.
How could you be so frivolous and empty-headed? $22.50 a week, and he has the nerve to ask permission to marry you.
What difference does the money make if we love each other?
Oh, listen to that now, Mara. What difference does money make? We've been too generous with her. She thinks all she has to do is to reach out her hand and pick it out of the air.
Oh, no, I don't, Father. I know you have to make money by earning it the way Peter does or investing it the way you do.
And of the two ways, investments are the quickest. But it takes capital for that.
And it'll be a long day before Peter can earn money with investments.
Oh, Daddy.
Yes?
Speaking of investments, I see in the paper tonight there's an inventor called Professor von Helmholtz. He's invented a race which makes people invisible.
Really?
Yes. Why don't you put some money in that?
What? Invest in an invisible ray machine? Why, that would be about as practical as a stained glass fly swatter.
Father, if I prove to you that Professor von Helmholtz's invisible ray has a practical use, will you admit that I'm not empty-headed and frivolous and that I know my own mind?
Janet.
Yes, providing if you don't do so, you will admit that you are just what I say.
All right. You and Mother come with me tomorrow night to the Market Theater, where the professor is holding his exhibition.
Thank you. Thank you. As I told you at the beginning of the exhibition, my invisibility machine is the result of a real discovery about light rays. It is by the application of this new law that I am able to make the dwarf invisible. Now, is there any lady or gentleman who will step forward and make the unique and pleasant experience of being temporarily removed from human eyesight? Oh, I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that the rays are entirely harmless.
I'll try it, Professor.
Thank you, my dear. Kindly step up here on the stage, please.
Henry, you'll leave your watch and wallet with me.
Now, what'll I do?
Just sit down on the chair, if you please. Now, watch closely, ladies and gentlemen. You see, the outlines of this gentleman become blurred, and the back of the chair starts to appear through him. And now, he has disappeared.
Henry, where are you?
Right here, Levancy, looking right out at you.
And now, we will bring the gentleman back to visibility again. But, there goes the chair back, and here comes his outline. And here he is.
John, you
may step down and take your seat again. And now, will you, ladies, if any young lady or gentleman will come up here, will let me make her invisible to the human eye?
I will.
The Fräulein is willing to serve in the name of thine. Come up right here, please, Fräulein. It is a pity that one so lovely as you, Fräulein, should even for one moment be taken from you.
You're very kind, Professor. I'm to sit in the chair?
If you please, Fräulein. But now, and just as happened to the gentleman, the young lady is beginning to disappear. Now she is transparent. There's the back of the chair. She's apparently disappeared from view. I say apparently because she is still sitting right there in that seemingly empty chair before your eyes. Would the invisible Fräulein care to say hello to her parents sitting down there in the theater? Very well. The Fräulein apparently has stage fright. Now I will change my marvelous machine from the rays which have made her invisible to those which bring her back to this ability again. First, you will glimpse the misty outlines of her form, like a ghost, then transparent like glass, and finally solid flesh and blood, clothes and all. Watch closely.
Oh, my God, she's not there. She's gone. I have done nothing, my dear. It is impossible. The rays have only to do with disability. They cannot move so much as an atom. So, it is something else that happened.
Whatever it is, you're responsible for it.
I tell you I am not. Oh, God in heaven. I go for it crazy. If I don't find her, she has gone.
You will also go to jail. Somebody call the police.
It's almost midnight and there's no word of Janet yet.
If only there was something we could do. But she disappeared without a trace.
But the police agree she must be kidnapped.
Yes, they found a door cut on the flowery wallpaper pattern of the scenery behind that chair.
Yes.
With a backing piece of the same design, it was impossible to detect it from the audience.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, someone must have slipped in while the rays were on Janet, clapped his hand over her mouth and dragged her out the stage door.
I could go mad with this suspense. Can't you do something?
There's nothing to be done, Maud. The police are doing all they can to locate her.
Oh, they found her. They found her.
For her body. You better let me answer.
I'd like to see his face when he answers the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, Janet. Are you all right?
Yes, and very happy.
Well, where are you?
At the Hotel Clyde.
Have you been kidnapped? Are you being forced to make this call?
No, of course not.
What happened to you?
Daddy, Yes? You remember you said Professor von Helmholtz's invisible ray had no practical use?
Yes, but what's that got to do with it?
Well, I knew about that door in the scenery. And when I was made invisible, I got up and went through it and out the stage door.
What for?
Peter was waiting for me in his taxi.
What?
Here at the hotel, registered as Mr. and Mrs. Peter Andrews.
I'll say we are.
What? You've gone and married that penniless clerk?
Oh, no, Father. We're not married.
What's that? Not married? And you're registered as man and wife?
That's right, Father.
Oh, how dare you do such a shameful thing? How dare
Calm
you?
Calm down, Father. We want you and Mother to forgive us and get over here before there's any time for me to be compromised.
We'll be right over.
Thank you, Daddy.
They're coming over?
Yes.
And the minister ought to be here about the same time.
Oh, Peter, isn't it too exciting?
Boy, I'll say. Hey.
What?
A bridegroom gives his bride a swell present. What do you want me to give you?
Professor von Helmholtz's invisible ray machine. When you save enough money. I think it would be a romantic reminder of how it brought us together.
Nothing doing. It enabled you to give your parents a slip. But from now on, I'm not letting you out of my sight.
The radio drama to which you have just listened was suggested by one of the many interesting stories appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of interest to all of you.